The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now we have something to share from our Connect community. Martin Houghton is a volunteer for South Wales Talking Magazines for the Blind. He recorded and sent in this little number to share with us all. Enjoy.
Today, I am in the company of the godmother of the natural voice, Frankie Armstrong.
Don't you rely on toughness in these hard, hard times. The toughness will possess you, the sternness will oppress you, and cause your strength to die. Don't let your strength die.
For listeners who don't know of you, tell us who Frankie Armstrong is.
Oh, that's an easy question to start with, Martin. Who am I? I'm somebody who is now 75, but far from giving up. I have predominantly been a singer most of my life and a voice teacher since 1975. But I've also been a social worker, a youth worker, a trainer with a whole range of organisations. We can certainly say for the last 25 years, I've really focused purely on singing voice and teaching voice, which has taken me around the world, which has made me a very, very lucky and privileged person.
Quite an achievement for someone who is partially sighted as well. I think you were 17 when a disablement resettlement officer at the Labour Exchange suggested you train as a capstan lathe operator.
Yes.
I don't know if I've got that right.
You have.
I thought, was Frankie a victim of that time?
It was a combination of that and a pretty dud resettlement officer in the little market town in Hertfordshire that I lived in. Because I'd been recommended to leave school at 16, I'd thought of going on and doing art or art history because my mum was art trained. But my ophthalmologist, who'd actually misdiagnosed me, didn't pick up glaucoma. I mean, I'm a high myo, but he never asked me, bless him, if I saw rainbows round lights, which I did. But I just assumed everybody saw rainbows round lights. That was how come I finished up in the hands. I even remember his name, but I won't mention it.
Oh, do you?
Mr. Atfield.
Oh, yeah. Do you think times have changed now? Do you think if that were now, you would not be recommended to be a capstan lathe operator?
Yes, I'm sure that would be the case. There's many more occupations that have opened up. I still don't want to sound complacent because I'm sure it's still difficult. But certainly when I was, you know, in my teens and 20s, there was what I went into being a home teacher of the blind. There was physios for those who had suitable biology and science. Oh, and there was the secretarial training, which I didn't fancy. So that was about it, back in the late 50s, early 60s, to my recollection. Yesterday, all our tomorrows shone around us bright as May.
But can I ask you, how has the loss of sight affected you as a musician?
I think it just means you give attention to what you're listening to when your sight is diminishing. And therefore, I don't think it did me any harm losing my sight over the years, because it helped me to really hone down what I was hearing and listening to myself. Am I really conveying the nuances, the emotional truth? Am I revealing the character, the situation, the images of the song that I'm interpreting? That's no bad thing for any singer to be challenged with.
But how wonderful then, in the 1990s, when the cataract operation came along and you regained some sight.
Yes, I remained registered blind because I was still fell within that, but I did get, you know, a remarkable amount of sight back. for a while. I mean, I was in Moorfields. The shield that I'd had put on in the operation for the day before was taken off. And I think because I'm a high myope, I'd lost a lot of the blue spectrum. But everything was flooded with this translucent blue. It was so beautiful. And I said to the nurse, "Where's the stained glass window?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, there's no stained glass window, Frankie. You're back to seeing the blue spectrum." Lots of people had brought me brightly coloured flowers as a statement of optimism, because there was no guarantee I was going to get sight back. And the cornflowers. I will never forget taking a look at the cornflowers for the first time. It was magical. And irises and, stocks. And just, I mean, there were, you know, beautiful pinks and oranges and reds and yellows. But the blues were what was so extraordinary.
There may be some aspiring musicians listening to you right now. What advice would you give to them?
That's a very difficult question to answer, because I never had to do anything that I didn't totally believe in. And all through my life, I've had artistic control over what I've done. And I just think that is an incredible privilege. So anybody that's the only advice I can give them, do what you love, do what you feel maintains your integrity.
One last question then. You have achieved so much, Frankie. What would you consider to be your greatest achievement?
Oh, I think to move people. But I think to touch people, even with something as simple as an unaccompanied ballad or a beautiful folk song or a theatre song, to help people feel in touch with something that's quite simple but increasingly difficult to contact in our technologically dominated society, which is just our humanity.
Never dreamed we'd ever meet love, or believed we'd ever part.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.